Just feel that beat singing.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Wednesday.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Excited about the clocks going forward at the weekend?
Are they?
Yeah. Did you not know?
No.
Clocks go forward this
weekend. I'm ready for this.
Lighter evening.
I always get very confused. Do I lose an hour or gain an hour?
You lose an hour of sleep, but you get lighter evenings.
So then I'm not happy.
Why?
Because...
it's only an hour at the weekend.
I don't like losing sleep.
Are you going to work this weekend?
Do you know what? No!
So you're going to lose an hour. We've got Monday and Tuesday off, though, to compensate. I took 2 days off for us.
Who's got Monday and Tuesday off?
Me and Scott.
Oh, no. When we said we... Tom's going to still be here. You're going to be here.
We're just having 2 days out.
I'm going to be John, and Chris is going to be Ross.
So Ross and John are here.
Ross and John are doing the show. We're not just turning the station off.
Right, so Ross and John are going to be here on Monday and Tuesday.
Next week.
Right.
And then I'm going to work the Wednesday and the Thursday. You're just going to do a 2-day week next
week. Yeah.
I like Ross and John. I do. I like Ross and John, but there is a complete dereliction of all rules. They've got feet on desks.
Yeah.
Are you saying we're more professional than Ross and John?
Careful.
Yes, but it's a low bar.
Now, the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. Drive all night. Here we go, here we go. Radio Essex.
Right, Big Drive Home, just gone 3 o'clock on Wednesday. It is Chris and Scott, and we are here till 6 o'clock tonight. Joel Corry, Becky Hill on the way. First of all, let's start with Lewis Capaldi and Forget Me.
Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex, Joel Corry and Becky Hill, and history is 3:10. How are you, Essex? Wednesday, Big Drive Home, it's Chris and Scott. We're here till 6 tonight. We had a good night last night, hanging out at my house.
We did have a good... You
won everything, yeah?
I had a really good night.
Won darts on my dartboard.
I did, yeah.
And beat me at FIFA.
I did?
Yeah. So, good night, all in all.
We was organising a podcast, done a podcast, that was good.
The podcast idea that we've got, and a lot of people have asked us, and Tom's not here, so we mentioned it, but there is a podcast coming, and it's a really, really good concept.
And you know what, this is...
Even my wife thinks so.
This is brilliant, because, no, 1 minute, this is brilliant.
What?
Because listen to it, we'll check this out.
Yeah.
It's not the A to Z of Men.
No.
The A to Z of Men, we're not allowed to talk about.
You can still download it, though.
You can still download it, but we're not doing the A to Z of Men. It's not the A to Z of Men. It's something different, which we're going to disclose at another date.
It's very good.
But it's not the A to Z of Men. Which is still downloadable. We need to talk about the fact that it's not the A to Z of Men.
Yeah, okay.
We need to talk about that, don't we?
Yes, because we need to make sure that we don't talk about what we can't talk about.
We need to talk about that. It's not the A7 Man.
It's very good. Hello to Lizette in Westcliff, who says, afternoon, Chris and Scott. I know nobody cares. So if you could not mention, it's my mum's 77th birthday today, that'd be great. Don't mention she's the best mum ever. To me, to Lizette, and her grandkids, Faye and Bradley. They love her very much. Don't mention that. But you know what? Nobody cares. That's what she's put. I'm reading it.
Nobody cares. Nobody she's cares 77. She's no one cares that she's 77 today. Nobody cares.
Do anyone care? Her name's Delise. Does anyone care about her name?
I wouldn't have thought so.
Yeah.
It's like Denise, but not, isn't it?
It's a pretend Denise name.
No one cares.
No one cares. 77. She has 76 years of people wishing happy birthdays. You don't need another one.
I mean, you know. You get into the ripe old age of 77, you know, like, why are you even celebrating the birthdays anymore? Do you know what I mean? Like, you've had so many...
She looks about 52.
I thought 42.
42. Yeah, so doesn't need anyone to say happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, dear Delise, happy birthday to you. She doesn't need that.
No. I mean,
she's got all the things she needs, so...
It'd be over the top, and as we say it a lot because we're not allowed to do it, because but no one cares about it because it's only your birthday, Delise. It's only your 77th birthday today. And, you know, if I was allowed to, I would say, wow, I hope you have such a good birthday.
Birthday.
I hope Lizette spoils you rotten. I hope you, get the cake that you like.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to say that.
Because we're not allowed.
because
and
no
a lot of people think, as Tom's not here, well, we're just going to spend time, like, you know, 7 minutes talking about the A to Z of men and wishing people happy birthdays. But we're not going to do that just because Tom's not here and we can get away with it. We're not going to do that.
No, and I have just got to address something that's just gone through. I must do it because I'm not getting in trouble for this. Lizette in Westcliff has just sent another message through. She said, thank you. She's over the moon. What are you thanking me for?
We haven't done anything, Lizette.
I don't care.
Let's play Pink's new song, which is about a trust fund baby.
It is.
It's a really, really good song about trust fund babies. Love this. Radio Essex with Pink. And I've been told it's called Trust Fall, not Trust Fund Baby.
I will always call it Trust Fund Baby.
Yeah. NASA has warned an asteroid the size of the Leaning Tower of Pisa. That's quite big, isn't it?
That is quite big, yeah.
Could be hitting the Earth on Valentine's Day in 2048.
How do they think they know that?
I don't know.
And why do I care?
It's estimated to be 160 foot wide, and given a 1 in 670 chance of impact with Earth on Feb 14th in 23 years from now. Science News website Inverse, great read. I mean, most nights I'm watching that before I listen, reading that before I go to bed. It's a really good read. They said it's a little bit, if you've got anxiety, just tread carefully in it.
Yeah.
Because there's some bits like Leaning Tower of Pisa smashing into Earth that could maybe trigger
something.
Little trigger. But it said the asteroid that's big plunged through Earth's atmosphere. It could create an airburst with as much power as like some kind of nuclear thing. So it's a good read, but maybe just keep an open mind.
So what was the stat?
1 in 670.
I mean, if you was at the bookies, you wouldn't even put that on. You wouldn't.
Well, it's 671, isn't it?
Yeah, you wouldn't even do that, would you? You would go, probably not coming in.
Putting it into perspective, the football match of the weekend where Liverpool had scored like 20 goals.
Yeah.
That was only 18-1. That they would do that. So 671, I wouldn't even bother.
I wouldn't know.
But it is still pretty scary. It's in 23 years' time. It'll probably move by then.
I mean, I don't feel like I need to worry about that until maybe the year before.
If it's still there.
Yeah.
We can ring that. That's still, it's still there.
And if I lived near there.
Yeah.
I'd panic.
I think it would cause a problem.
I don't think it would cause a problem here, would it? Here?
I think it could, because it could trigger all sorts of stuff. If it lands in the sea, it could trigger, like, tsunamis and stuff.
Not landing
and if
it in lands, the sea, is it? It's hitting the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
No. It's the size of the Leaning... It's not aiming at the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
I've missed
No, it's the size of the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
And it's hitting where? Where's it hitting?
Doesn't say. It does narrow it down. Earth.
Is it the Earthen area?
No, it says Earth.
I'm not going to worry about it.
Okay, good knowledge.
I thought that it was good. I thought they'd pinpoint it.
No. It's not. There's not an alien up there going, that tower's on the wing. I've got OCD. I need to straighten that tower.
What is that? They're not that.
No, it's the size of the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Pisa. Stop the saying pizza. you've said it twice, but I let the first
Pisa,
one go.
Pisa.
Yes, that's big. I'm going to worry about it in about 22 years.
Okay, well, I'll remind you, we'll probably still be here. 3:21, big drive home. Sabrina Carpenter coming up, and Tom Grennan will get on for you as well. And the latest on the roads. First look at the travel next. Radio Essex, Tom Grennan, and found what I've been looking for. It's Chris and Scott. It's the big drive home at 3:31, Wednesday afternoon. Looking for the story that I love today.
I just want to say well done.
For getting the time right.
Yeah, because this is the time every day.
Yeah, I've made it. I made it.
5:30.
I used my watch this time.
Well done.
3:31.
Well done, Chris.
Have you seen a story which you might be able to relate to, being a pop star?
What?
Robbie Williams.
Yep.
He's on stage doing a gig. He's in, it's a Budapest concert this week. That's the place. He's singing Angels, and he pulls somebody out from the crowd.
Yes.
Big tall guy, sings Angel. They do the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. Then realises, because the guy told him afterwards or some kind of tweet he found out, It's the same guy he pulled up on the same stage 20 years ago.
No, it is not.
It is. He pulls the same fan from the crowd at his Budapest concert this year as he did 20 years ago to the date. And it wasn't he was looking for a tall guy. He just went, Red Angels, you, come up. Pulled him up by the hand. Same person.
Oh, this that's incredible. That's incredible.
He's described, Robbie Williams said it's literally a 174,240,000-to-1 experience. More than the asteroid.
That is, I mean, do you know what? It's so nice as well, because for the guy, I'm assuming, was a child.
Yeah.
Now a fully grown man.
Was Robbie 20 years ago solo, yeah. So it wasn't in Take That 20 years ago, 2003. Yeah, it would have been.
Yeah, he might not have been a child. So this guy effectively could have been 20, now he's 40.
Yeah, yeah.
But he also, he could have been 10 and now he's 30.
Now he's 30, yeah.
God, quick maths, that one.
It's good, really very, good. Very good.
Yeah, really good.
I noticed with darts last night how your maths had improved drastically, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a great story.
I love it. It's because obviously, like, that's never happened in that actual, like, putting up a person on stage. But we, back in the day, like, fans would come to see us, and then now the same fans turn up, and we've had it on so many occasions when we go to a place for the first time, like, for instance, in Israel. We've just been back to Israel for the first time.
Tel Aviv, yeah.
Yeah, and there were fans there that have waited 21 years for us to return, and they're at the concert that, and they see us 21 years ago. It's a, they think it's a massive moment for them. It's actually also a massive moment for us, because we're like, we're back, you're still screaming at us. But I mean, that's just another level. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, same person after 20 years for Robbie Williams on stage. I'm happy. I think it's a good world that Robbie Williams is still out gigging.
Well, he done a thing, didn't he, recently? He's sick singing Keep On Moving.
Yeah.
And
oh, on TikTok, yes.
Yeah. And my like, loads of people were going, oh, my God, like, and I was like, you know, that is pretty cool.
That's amazing. Yeah,
just before he went on stage.
If he could do it on stage.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that'd be PRS.
I mean, that's probably the next step, isn't it?
It's Sigala. It's Radio Essex, Lil Nas X and Montero. It's Chris and Scott, the big drive home. Hello to Lee. She says, guys, would really like to know what you ended up having for dinner last night. This is very specific. It's because we were hanging out last night.
Yes, we were. And if I remember rightly, you were saying about Karen being worried.
Oh, she didn't know what to cook because... Yeah. The thing is, and you don't know this, but when me and Karen first met Scott, the fussiest eater in the world.
I'm better now.
Oh,
but
no,
not,
loads yeah, better. You yeah, had yeah. proper help.
Yeah. I was like hypnotized.
You had food phobias.
Yeah. So
like
I was scared.
Actual proper.
Yeah, scared of the food, the textures of the food. I wouldn't eat them. So now, I think it's been about 10 years now, but like, so I try more foods now and I eat more foods than I ever have, but I'm still a little bit fussy.
Yeah, so Karen was still a little bit scared. So what actually happened, Lee, and thank you for your interest in what we had for dinner last night. I rang Karen and said, Scott's come around to play tonight. I had to get permission.
Yeah.
So it was Scott's play date. Scott's come around to play tonight. So then she was picking up Sam. That's another one of her children. And he was at tutors. And he said, can we get chips on the way home? And I said to you, Sam's requested chips. You went, I eat chips.
Yes.
I like chips. So we had. So the answer to your question, Lee, is I had chicken and mushroom pie with chips with some curry sauce.
I had, like, I'm going to call it that Kentucky chicken.
Yeah.
Fried chicken with chips. With curry sauce. Now, the curry sauce, I would never have eaten curry sauce ever before, and I've started to, like, venture into... The curry sauce from that chippy that where you went was off the charts.
Yeah.
I nearly said, do you know the other thing?
Yeah.
Off its...
Yeah, no, well, it's yeah, amazing yeah. curry sauce. I can't remember what the chip shop's called. It's the one in Shotgate, where the row of shops is. It's the one on
I'm
the end.
I'm pretty sure it just
is. It called Fish and
Chips?
No, it can't be.
It must be.
Somebody will know. What's the fish and chip shop in Shotgate? Near Wickford, next to the Tesco, and
it says fish and chips, but it must have another name.
Yeah,
it can't just be called
curry sauce. Is ridiculous.
Yes.
I mean, it's like it's off the charts ridiculous. It's just beautiful. I could literally just buy a pot of that and a teaspoon and just eat that.
I don't even worry about the teaspoon. Just pour it. Pour it in.
It's good. Thank you, Lee. 3:42. Big drive home. It's Radio Essex. The Weekend with Ariana Grande coming up next. It's Radio Essex. The Weekend. Ariana Grande and Die for You. It's 4:09. It's Chris and Scott. It's the big drive home. Thank you very much for all your texts telling us what the chip shop was called. We get the irony. We understand that, you know, because of our chip shop skills,
yes,
in another feature we do, which we overlooked for a slight second there, but didn't explain this. But when we work out where you're from in Essex, we need to know what's next door to the chip shop. So I can tell you, next door to the Shotgate Fish and Chip Shop is Chris's DIY store.
Obviously, right? And then the other side, so that's to the
other side.
Right, and the other side's nothing. It's a road, yeah.
Yeah, so
we know that.
We don't know the name of the chip shop, though. We do now. It's Fish and Chicken. Thank you, Dobbo. But we don't need to know the name of the chip shop. We need to know what's next door to the chip shop. If you'd said to me, next door to chip shop, it's Chris and DIY store, I would have said, you're in Shotgate.
Yeah, exactly.
Instantly, like, that quick.
So all the people going, what's next to that chip shop?
And Handyman Ross, so much for your paranormal chip shop skills. PMSL, which is peeing myself laughing. Yeah, yeah. Can't even remember a chippy you went to last night.
One, we didn't go to the chippy.
We didn't go.
But two, we don't need to know what the chippy's called. We need to know what's next to it. And what's next to it, is, as Chris said, is Chris's DIY.
Gary in there as well. Thank you, mate. So, yeah, we'll do some more chip shops next week because I quite like doing that because it shows how professionally skillful we are in all aspects of psychic powers.
Just shows how good we are, doesn't it?
Yeah, no one else on the radio, I think. No one else is doing that.
I don't think so.
No, they would if they could, but they
can't.
They can't. They shan't. Latto and Lottery on the big drive home. It's Radio Essex. Latto, new song called Lottery, or Lattery as it was renamed yesterday, because it's just, it's easier to say in one go. Miley Cyrus coming up with Flowers, Justin Bieber, Ghost, some big tunes coming up, similar tunes to yesterday, to be fair, but
different order, Chris.
I've hit shuffle.
Yeah, they've definitely
moved around a little bit. And also after 4 o'clock as well. Something we were talking about yesterday, just remind us what we were talking about yesterday, which was your fact.
It was, yes. So my fact was the actual fact was not about the widgets, but we digressed. So it was about the fact that there's dates on the glasses.
Yeah.
And then
pint glasses.
Yeah, on glasses in pubs. So, you know, it would say M22, and that means it was manufactured in the year 22. Not a lot of people know. And then we got onto the fact that they've got widgets in them, which is why they've, mainly why they've got the date on them, because the widget's going to run out of widgetry,
yeah. So, because I was surprised by this, and then we got some glasses from, we got Sands downstairs from where we are, and they got pint glasses.
We've got borrowed a couple.
Yeah, they're nice, and they have widgets in them, and they're little widgets are basically the little laser engraved thing at the bottom, which oxidizes the drink that you put in there.
I've taught you that.
Yeah, yeah. And it's got bubbles. I do see now, if I was in a situation where I was explaining this to somebody who didn't know what I did for a living, hadn't heard the show, they would think, what a very well educated man.
Yeah, and I told you.
You told me, yeah.
It's amazing.
So that's a really cool bit of knowledge, and we found that out. But then we found out another fact yesterday, which blew our minds.
Off of James.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that after 4 as well. News and travel coming up next on Radio Essex.
And Noel Gallagher has suggested his brother call him if he wants Oasis to get back together. Earlier this week, Liam replied to a fan on Twitter asking about a reunion, saying it's definitely happening. Noel's told a French radio station that Liam should get his people to call my people.
It's an amazing story, if that's true. This is actually what he said.
He's got my number. He's got my manager's number. Call us.
I mean, that's an open invitation, isn't it? That's an open invitation to get the band back
Oasis
together.
I'm not a massive Oasis fan, but I would definitely go to this. I would go to, like, I'm not diehard Oasis, but I would go to this because it would be such an event and it would be great.
Seminal.
The thing is for me, like, so I loved Oasis and I still listen to, like, brilliant, and obviously lucky enough to actually, you know, share a stage with them. Incredible. They obviously don't like each other, but I don't think that matters. Like, there's so many fans of Oasis. I think all they need to do, they're brothers at the end of the day, and life's far too short. They need to get into a room together and go, do you know what, we don't have to be best of mates, or they could rekindle their friendship, which would be amazing, and the brothers, you know, arm in arm on the stage would be amazing. But even if it was just, do you know what, let's do this for the fans
and the money
and a wad load of cash, and we don't have to be best of mates, but we can get on enough to, you know,
I watched it was on telly the other night on BBC 4. It's a very highbrow in my house. And it was an Oasis concert that they did in Ireland back in the day. And I remember it was... You just realised how good they were.
Yeah, the Definitely Maybe film is really good from when it follows them from their teenage years. Who gets five back together?
But no, so this is the thing, right? The only thing I would say about that, and you know, to even slightly contradict what I've just said, you know, in a way, but, like, I mean this. If they're going to have so many differences, they get in a room and they've got so many differences and people are going to be able to watch it on stage and see that they really despise each other, then I would say don't do it. I would say it's not worth it. If you can get through the little bits, like when we've done the big reunion and the three members that are in five now are extremely happy to be there and we're good mates, and because I wouldn't be doing it if I didn't like Rich.
Yeah.
It wouldn't happen. Yeah, yeah. No point. So what I would say is you've both got to want to do it. Like Oasis, you've all got to want to do it, or don't bother.
No, I would do it even if you hate them.
For the money.
Yeah, absolutely.
If the fans see through it, they do.
I think we should play an Oasis song.
After the
news. After Sport and Weather. I'm just going to say...
What one?
To get, you choose. Tell us. While the weather and the weather and the sport's happening, the most amount of votes we get for Oasis
text us,
song.
Text us little by little. Texas little by little.
We will play the winning song. Put the title of your Oasis song down on the tweet or on the text, and the one with the most we will play in about, seconds.
A decision on Antonio Conte's future as Tottenham head coach is still expected today. The Italian was highly critical of his players and questioned the culture at the club after seeing his side blow a two-goal lead in the draw with Southampton at the weekend. Some pundits have suggested he was trying to get himself sacked, but the Sun's football editor Charlie Wyatt tells Sky Sports News he's not so sure.
His contract's running out in a few weeks anyway. I think this was a real last chance thing of fire up the players. And from a selfish point of view, he's probably on £1.5-2 million Champions League bonus. So he obviously wants to finish fourth rather than fifth.
You don't fire up your players by saying the things. And this is not an Arsenal versus Tottenham rant. Don't play it if you want. But because I'm not.
Oh no, Scott's talking about Arsenal again.
I was actually talking about Tottenham.
Arsenal.
But what I'm saying is, and I've not got my Arsenal hat on here, I'm literally saying if you're the manager of any football club and you say the things that you said about that football club, you can't be the manager of that football club anymore. I remember Mourinho saying that his biggest thing in football was getting Man United to come second in the league.
Yeah.
And he's won all them with Chelsea. So that was a bad thing. And weeks later, he's gone. Because you can't say the thing. I mean, all the things he said, true. But you can't say the things that Conte said and still have a job. And then walk into the dressing room on Saturday and go, we fired up, lads, ready to go.
Yeah, a good point. This is Talk Sport.
Weather.
Well, there will be an overcast and dry end to the afternoon across Essex. Temperatures on your big drive home still reaching 13 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglot, and you can tell that Tom isn't here today because it's 4:10.
Wow. Hey. You might as well stay sitting there, mate. We'll be back to you in a minute for more news at 5.
Three, two, one, go. Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Let's go!
For the first time, I've just realised that Tom isn't here.
Yeah, Tom's not here, yeah. Right, it is 4:10.
Radio Essex.
An Oasis song. I didn't think it would be anything other than this.
It's very good.
Wonderwall, thank you very much for all your votes for Oasis songs. Fingers crossed they could get back together. It sounded hopeful from the clip we heard. Liam's talked about it. Noel's now said, well, you know, if you want to do it, call me. Let's get it on. So, I mean, that would be an incredible thing to
happen.
How
exciting.
It's Radio Essex, Miley Cyrus and Flowers. Before that, Oasis and Wonderwall. 16 minutes after 4. Hope you're doing okay, Essex. Thank you so much for having us on. We are Chris and Scott. We were talking yesterday about this fact about pint glasses. If you listened yesterday, you know what we're talking about. And then James sent a text here. I mean, I don't know where we're going with this, but I just needed to say it because it's blown my little brain.
It's blown mine as well.
He said, I can go one better than the widget fact. We're like, yeah, go on then. And he went, all packets of crisps go out of date on a Saturday.
And I instantly went, what?
And I've checked.
Oh, you have checked?
I've got two packets of crisps. One on my desk for emergency. Got emergency crisps. And I had a packet in my bag. Both of them are out of date on a Saturday. If anyone can actually...
But
if you've
why?
Got, I don't know. Somebody would know the answer to that. Also, because I can only check two bags of crisps. If you're working in a shop or you've got in the cupboard at home, you've got a, you know, your bucket full of crisps that, where you throw all the crisps in for packed lunch, just check them and just see if it's a Saturday because I need to know.
I mean, listen, I don't know. It's a little bit peep show, but... I mean, I'm just, you know, we're the same radio station.
Send us a picture of your crisps.
That's what, where I'm going with it. You say, where could it go? I think it goes here. If you're at home now or you're in a shop and you've got your phone with you, which you have because you're listening, send us a packet of crisps at the back to show us the date. And it's on a Saturday.
Why would that be, though? Is it because crisps are only made on a Saturday, so the date is always 7 days ahead? No, they don't go out of date in 7 days. But why would it be a Saturday, specifically?
I don't know. And is and
is that it, must mean they only make crisps on a certain day.
I mean, and does it filter down to, like, are biscuits doing that as well? Because we don't know. We've been told this fact. We've been told that you know, it's crisps and they're only on a Saturday. You might now be going to us, well, I've just checked... Hobnobs.
Yeah.
And
Tuesdays.
Let us know. Send us a picture on the Peep Show.
You know where the app is and
what
the
can
text.
We call it? What like, so, you know, so we're not, you know, doing the Martin and Sue thing. What could we call it instead of the Peep Show? Exactly the same.
Yeah.
Exactly the same.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But what can we call it?
Vision Express.
Vision, let's play.
Visual Express. Vision
let's
Express
play
gone.
Visual Express.
Yeah, send
get some
pictures.
Get some music for it.
Visual Express.
Ooh. No, use the banjo bit.
What? I don't know where that is.
You don't know
Tom's not.
Tom!
This one?
Louis Theroux, Duke and Jones.
What are we going to play this?
Yeah, this is our new music. Go.
My money don't jiggle, jiggle. It falls.
They make them on a Friday, says Dobbo.
Hey!
There we go, the gags
here all week. Good morning.
It's a Peep Show.
Yeah, it's a bit. No, I've changed the name.
What is it called?
Nosy Neighbours.
Nosy Neighbours is brilliant. We can get the Neighbours theme tune.
Exactly.
Yeah, we can do
Nosy Neighbours.
We were talking about James Tarr had said that your widget fact was mind blowing. Thank you for that. But he says, I can go one better than the widget facts. We basically crossed her arms, sat there and went, go on then,
try it, mate.
And he went, all packets of crisps go out of date on a Saturday.
We didn't
I didn't
think
believe
it was
I
true.
Didn't believe a word of it. I checked two packets of crisps, one that was on my desk for emergencies, which I've now eaten, and one packet...
What was the emergency?
Well, just in case...
I was hungry.
In case I forgot lunch and I needed a little snack.
Yeah.
Okay. They went out there on a Saturday, and the ones in my bag that I brought for today also went out on a Saturday. So I was like, well, that's two bags of crisps... But that's not conclusive evidence.
No.
So we've set up the Peep Show,
The Nosy Neighbours.
Nosy Neighbours. And you have been sending us packets of crisps. I know. This is high-level content. Holly says, 2-inch packets in my car, both of them, expire on a Saturday. Picture on there as well. Louise in Basildon sends us a picture of her crisps that go out of date on a Saturday. I can go through all of them. Stefan Braintree, have a whole cupboard full of crisps. They all run out on a Saturday. Mitzi says, OMG, it is true. Picture of a crisp going out of date on a Saturday. Janine in Basildon, yep, pack of Thai sweet chili crisps from Lidl. Out of date on a Saturday. Shelley, Emma, Carol, all sending pictures in. Mark as well.
Too
Natalie,
many actually,
Whittam,
yeah.
Both Saturdays. She's got two packs of crisps. Keith in Morden says, afternoon, gents. I've been a retail store manager for 20 years. Can confirm that crisps have a best before date on a Saturday. It's because the big crisp companies got together. That little, little get together.
So they're not rivals. They're not like...
No, they all went round Gary Lineker's house. Because that's the head of the crisps.
Yeah, yeah.
Pop round his house.
Yeah.
And
they'd done it a couple of Saturdays ago. He wasn't busy.
He had a day off.
He wasn't busy.
He had a day off. He said he's got a day off. Come round. So they went round his house, got together to help out the shop so they knew what day to check the crisps so they can. So it's a day where they can go and get rid of all the crisps Saturday.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, which is what Keith says. Then we had John, who is a listener from part of the Essex is the greatest, biggest county in the world. He's in Pennsylvania in Essex. He said, here's an answer. It turns out the answer is a little bit of an anticlimax.
Oh.
Best before date being set on a Saturday is related to the timings during a typical working week in the manufacturing plant. In the manufacturing sites, we work on production weeks, which start on a Sunday. A spokesman for Walkers, Gary Lineker, said all products produced in that week will have the same best before date as the week ends on the Saturday. The best before date will always end on a Saturday. That's the answer. Can I check, John, does this happen over in the America part of Essex in Pennsylvania? Is it the same
Is
it gone out Saturday? Lisa, thank you. Mark, thank you very much for all that.
My question is, is it just crisps? Is it biscuits? Is it cakes? Is Mr. Kipling doing it?
Yeah.
Like, you know, is Heinz people doing it? Are they doing it? All the big names. Are they?
Beans last forever, don't they? Well, then they become has-beens. Beans last for a long time, don't they? A can of beans lasts.
I don't think anything lasts forever, Chris.
Well,
I don't think like bacon lasts for a long time.
Not like beans. A tin of beans.
Yeah, no, but you don't have to keep on saying this. I know
they last forever.
You know, they last for years, but we're not talking forever. How long do beans last for? Google it. They don't last forever. Is it on a Saturday?
Right, it is 4:26. Tom's going to love this content, isn't he? He's going to be like, listen to them. He's listening now, I'd imagine, going, this is world-class radio.
So, you know, like you know my dad, obviously.
Yeah.
And I talk about him on here. My dad...
Afternoon, Mick.
Yeah, my dad, if something goes out of date on a Saturday, he get Tuesday after the Saturday and he goes... He does a sniff test and eats it. He doesn't care.
We've got a family member like that.
He doesn't, like...
Somebody in my household will...
So what we do...
open the fridge and I'll go, when would we put that in the fridge? Because it'll be like some leftover dinner that's in a pot. And she'll be like, I think it was Saturday. And I'm like, I think it was like the Monday
before. Just because you've not said her name, it's Karen, isn't it?
Well, the cat's there as well.
Yeah, but so it gets bad, really, because I've got two sisters and they're not kids. Everyone just gives the food that's off to my dad. They go, it's gone past the old sell by, we're not going to eat it. And he doesn't need to do shopping. He just goes around our house collecting the off food.
just had it confirmed to me straight into the news department. This also applies to Ringo's and mini cheddars. That's confirmed.
See, our mini cheddars are crisp.
Let's not go down. Let's not do that. Let's save that for another day.
Yeah, let's not over-content it.
Claire B says, thank you. This is the weirdest fact ever. Well, there you go. You're welcome. It's 4:28, Big Drive Home. It's Chris and Scott and Keon the Crow coming up. Also, Lizzo with Juice we're going for you as well. And we'll update the latest on the roads next. It's Radio Essex, Lizzo and Juice. It is 4:39. It's the Big Drive Home. Getting Essex home every day of the week. Chris and Scott, we're here just playing the hits.
And talking about crisps.
We've got the facts about crisps. Just all you'd want from a radio station.
I think so.
Crisp and Scott. If you want to add that in there. Handy Dan, what you got for us?
Afternoon, gents. There is, in fact, one food product that never goes out of date.
What?
Just one.
One food product that never goes out of date.
If there's a best before date on the bottle, it's because that's the expiration date of the bottle.
What could it be?
I don't even get... So he's saying the best before date on whatever this product is...
Yeah, it's for the bottle.
It's for the bottle. So the hang on, but then... I mean, if the bottle's out of date, how can the bottle be out of date?
But that item is honey. Because it's got so much sugar in it, natural sugars, it does not go off.
What? The glass goes off before the honey doesn't go off.
No, because now it's in a plastic, isn't it? And it's like squeezy. You can just squeeze
it. So the plastic would deteriorate.
But then wouldn't that ruin the honey?
Yeah, it would. So in effect, it would go off, but the honey isn't going off. It's the bottle that's gone off. That's a good fact.
I mean, that's... it's blown my mind, that.
Thank you, Handy Dan. Lots of people checking their crisps, and we haven't had one. Well, they won't do, because all crisps go out of date on a Saturday. Fact.
It's a fact.
Thank you, Claire B. Just checking. She said, that is the weirdest fact ever. You're welcome. I had another fact. If we're doing, do you want some? I've got a fact.
Yeah, I want the fact.
More than 300,000 fish a year vanish mysteriously from their tanks.
From their tanks?
Yeah. The number of pet fish kept has shot up by almost 20% since first lockdown 3 years ago. But many new owners are reporting waking up to find one or more of their fish gone. Not dead, gone. Well, probably dead.
Yeah, but
gone.
I mean, I don't want it.
Some say they've been eaten by their pet cat.
No.
Who's jumped into the tank.
No.
Others say there is simply no explanation. Many of the fish are tropical, including clownfish, as in the movie Finding Nemo. My mate lost his Siamese fighting fish called Frey. We searched everywhere, said an expert. Took the tank and filter apart, nothing. Maybe aliens took her. They've gone to aliens straight away. Not another fish out. No. Aliens.
Maybe they only had one fish, but they had a little mirror in there.
Yeah.
Could have been that. I mean, I'm going to...
Can I just say what the last part of that sentence was? Because I think you all appreciate this. Maybe aliens took her. That's the only logical explanation.
The only
logical explanation aliens. Is aliens took her.
Right, it's not at all.
I think other fish eat fish.
Yeah, no, that's exactly... Mm. That is. I wanted to say it, but I'm glad you said it. Chris Brooks said it. But
I'm sure that was what I've been told before.
It's the only way that's happening.
Because they don't disappear, do they?
They don't disappear. No, Chris, they don't. They don't go up the filter and you can't find them. They don't. The cat is not getting... The cat's not... I mean, that might have happened at some point once in a Tom and Jerry thing.
Yeah. And the alien thing, what I'm thinking, let's unpack it.
Yes.
Okay? The aliens come down. They're wandering around. There's so much. I mean, look at it. Look at the world. The sea. The pebbles. Us. People. Ferraris driving around. No. Just look at the fish.
Yeah.
Take a fish.
Let's take that little tropical fish. what for? Just to freak out the owners.
But it is the only logical explanation.
I think so.
Go with it. Tiesto, Charlie XCX, and the Hot In It is Chris and Scott. It's the big drive home for a Wednesday. Weather for you, some showers around this evening, down to 8 degrees tomorrow. Check this out, dry start tomorrow, plenty of sunshine.
Brilliant.
Some cloud then by the afternoon, a bit of rain. But 13 degrees, the morning's going to be amazing while you get out of bed. That'll be good.
Flops.
13 the high, and we'll update the latest on the roads next. Tate McRae. Stupid boy. Richard said, amazed at the crisp fact you said earlier. Check my crisp supply in the kitchen so I could wow the kids with my knowledge. First pack we picked up. Goes out of date Tuesday. The kids now think I'm a nutter. Thanks. I don't understand how that went wrong.
What? It's
probably worth a lot of money, Richard. Put it on eBay.
No, they... Hang on. No. No.
It goes out just on Saturday.
I've offered Joe Kinch £1 million.
He's going to go check his crisps. Richard, I think it's probably a rogue packet of crisps. And if he's got an out of date of a Tuesday, I would suggest putting it on eBay. It's probably worth millions.
I'm not having it. There's no way.
Richard, thank you for that. After 5, the A to Z of music on the way, and we'll update the news and travel a little bit late, next at 5.
Alexander Usyk's promoter says his proposed world heavyweight title boxing fight with Tyson Fury is off. The Ukrainian's camp had agreed to a 70-30 split of the money going to Fury for a fight at Wembley next month. But promoter Alex Krysek tells Sky Sports News Fury's demands were way too much.
The discussion regarding the rematch split was just a point where Usyk was like fed up with everything. He said, how many more times I have to bow my head in front of Tyson?
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. Scott Robinson, do your worst.
I know I felt for you because there was some moments there, weren't there?
Where, moments, plural, yes.
Yeah. And like, you know, this
is probably because we're so late and he's not used to doing it off the hour.
And, you know, there were some sensitive subjects and I wouldn't have mentioned it. But then you struggled with boxers' names as well.
So they're not doing the fight now?
No, apparently not. And I'm quite surprised that they split the money 70-30. I also bit the my lip as I started reading the news.
It's not nice.
And,
nice.
So, all in all,
It's good. We're up to date.
We're up.
Are we, though?
We're sort of up to date in a... I don't know who done the boxing.
Who's having a worse day, me or Boris Johnson? Who knows?
Definitely Boris, yeah.
This is Radio Essex, the hit music station.
One giant fact.
Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
Right, just gone 5 o'clock, A to Z of music coming up very soon. We'll get on to that after Tom Grennan and M&EK Sigala on the way.
Turn it up, sing it loud. Radio Essex.
M&EK and Scala. Radio, 13 minutes after 5. Big drive home with Chris and Scott. Thank you so much for having us on. Thank you for listening to all the facts we've offered you today. We've had some good facts on the show today.
We have. It's been good.
Next, though, we will do the A to Z of men. Difficult one today.
It's not...
A to Z of music.
Yeah.
Can't mention the other thing, can we? Can't mention the Ace of the Men. Ace of the Music, which is coming up, and that is special today because we think we'll struggle to find a group beginning with the letter F.
We've been racking our brains and we just can't think of it.
But we're going to get you to come up with some suggestions in about 5 minutes' time. Travel on the way, first of all, BB Rexha. This is called Hearts Want What It Wants.
Brilliant.
Yeah,
Was
it what I said?
It was seamless.
Heart one, was this one I wanted once?
Seamless.
BB Rexha. It's the big drive home, Radio Essex. It's Radio Essex, BB Rexha. Heart Wants What It Wants is the name of that song.
Yes, of course it is.
5:17. Thank you for having us on. It's Chris and Scott. We're here till 6. And at the end of the show, you will end the show for us with your... we've done weird ones this week. Monday was a very low Monday. You completed it, mate. Tuesday was very high. Tuesday, you completed
it,
mate.
It was, yeah. So we done it yesterday. And this morning, about 11:30,
yeah.
My brother-in-law, Martin, I'm going to give him a shout because they're listening now. Fixed Autos in Chelmsford. Mm-hmm. They're all listening. He's the head honcho.
Okay.
The governor. He's a governor there. He's the
governor.
Yeah, he's the main man, right? So this is what he sent me. We sent this. Well, this comes through to my phone this morning.
At 11:30.
Tuesday completely, mate!
Wow.
I thought it was a very, very good effort.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A really good effort. I thought that was good.
Yeah.
So he wants to give it a go. He asked me straight after that. He said to me, so I phoned him and said, well, why have you just sent that today? It's Wednesday. And he went, can't get the staff, mate. He said, the Wi-Fi doesn't work at the place. So he's going to try today, but he asked what we're going to do today. So
I don't know.
We've done
high and low.
We've done angry before. I want something special today, but I don't know what. What do we want to do today?
The Italian language has been voted the sexiest language of all time.
Okay.
That happened today. Does that help you?
Do you mean the Italian language or someone talking...
In Italian. I think it's the Italian language, so that's not going to help because I wouldn't know what to say.
No, but it's quite nice when someone Italian or someone pretending to be Italian speak English.
Yeah, like Conte. Italian.
Yeah.
Nice and relaxed.
Not angry, though.
That's a relaxed conversation. That'll work.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that then.
Or, if you're French, anything.
Any accent you think is sexier. If you think Italian, if you think Spanish, do that. If you think it's Italian, do that. French, do that.
Yeah, and it's your chance to, be the star of the show.
All you need to say is Wednesday, completed it, mate, in your chosen way, and you could end the show tonight.
Wednesday, completed it, mate.
Radio Essex, Nathan Dorr, Ella Henderson, and 21 Reasons. It is 5:30. It's the big drive home.
Now, the A to Z of music.
Yeah, A to Z of music is on, and today, being a Wednesday,
groups.
We're looking for groups beginning with the letter F. Now, I've been racking my brains.
There's been a few suggestions. But
yeah, we've had Five Star.
They were good.
Five.
Sauce.
Finger Death Punch.
Yep. Yeah.
Somebody else has gone for 5 Seconds of Summer.
Yeah.
Sauce, the same as that. But that's about it. Florence and the Machine's a good shout. Fleetwood Mac's a great shout. Fix. That's PH, I think. I think Fix or a PH.
I think Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, I think The Fix. Oh, I see what you're saying, Johnny. Foo Fighters is a great show as well.
Very good.
The Five, Jackson Five. No, because that would be a J. Five would begin with the F. So if it was Five Jackson, that would be an F, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
Five. Because Five begins with F.
It does.
So
yeah,
Five Jackson would be all right, but not Jackson Five, I'm afraid. Keep your suggestions coming in. We are racking our brains with it, so if you can help us out, please do. It is A1400. Put the word Essex in front of your message. Grab us on the app as well, and we're looking for bands beginning with the letter F. It's Radio Essex, Coi Leray and Players. Hello, Wednesday, Chris and Scott, Big Drive Home. Joe Kitch coming up from 6 tonight. Evening show with Joe, take to 10. And then Lauren Chilling with Essex Chilled from 10 tonight. That is how we line up for a Wednesday. Also looking for your Wednesday completed, mates. Keep those coming in as well. And being a Wednesday.
Wednesday. Groups.
A to Z of music. It's all about groups today, beginning with the letter F. F is the week's letter. We've done Solo Stars, and we had Freddie Mercury, one Monday on Solos. DJ's Rap Stars was Fatboy Slim yesterday. Today is all about the groups. So many suggestions coming in, including the Sugar Babes and Slade.
Because apparently...
My F sounds like an S.
I don't think so, but then Jack said it does. I think it
But then
does.
I was giving examples of Franz Ferdinand, the Foo Fighters... All the five ones,
yeah,
I said.
Yeah.
Foreigner says Anna. We had Foo Fighters coming in. The band Abs was in. I don't remember what that was called. Fuji says Nicola. Fleetwood Mac's in there as well. Fragma, Tocca's Miracle. That's a great show. Florence and Machine. We had so many. Fountains of Wayne. And another one for Franz Ferdinand as well. But the two groups that gave us the two artists that battling it out today to be the best group, beginning with... F.
I can't believe I overlooked it.
It's incredible.
No one else did, though.
Everybody going for five. So we'll go with Everybody Gets Up. If you want to hear five, put the word five in your message box. Click some five. You can put five in the app as well. And this could be the song that plays just before the end of the show tonight. Or... Foo Fighters.
I mean, yes. Foo Fighters.
It could be just put the word Foo in your message box if you want to hear the Foo Fighters just before 6 tonight. The battle is between the bands 5 and the Foo Fighters. Get your votes in now. The winning tune will play before 6 tonight on the A to Z of music. It's Radio Essex, LF System and Hungry for Love. It's Chris and Scott. It's the Big Drive Home. Thank you so much for having us on. We're here till 6 tonight. Joe Kinch coming up on the radio from 6, and we're battling it out between, I would say, two supergroups.
Yeah. Thank you.
Foo Fighters.
They're very
Best good. Of You. Yeah, I mean, that's a ridiculous song. You could hear that before 6 o'clock tonight. Or 5, Everybody Get Up.
Well, you know, which isn't even our biggest hit, but it's
my favourite.
It's what?
It's one of my favourites. But it's one of my favourites to play on the radio or in some kind of a club environment.
Yes, yes.
Because it goes... it just goes off.
It sort of goes
off.
It's like
exactly
that.
The same as that, I think.
It goes...
So if you want to hear that, we'll play the normal version as well. It's up to you which version you hear. But you just need to text the word 5 to 81400, Essex and 5. You can grab us on the app as well. You can tweet us however you want to get in touch. You choose between the Foo Fighters or 5. And then we'll have the end of the show coming up as well, which I think is going to be Ian JP. We asked for an Italian voice. Apparently, Italian language is the most sexiest language. So we just asked you to do it in an Italian style. What Ian's done, taken out the sexiness, just says it in Italian.
Yes, he's very good.
But with
an
English accent.
Yes, yes. There which a is few actually, people tried and failed.
But Ian did it wins. In actual Italian. So we're going to end the show with Ian coming up before 6 tonight. It's the Big Drive Home, and it's... Joel Corey and Mabel. It's Radio Essex on the Big Drive Home and the A to Z of music. Joe Kinch is coming up, by the way.
Yes, he is.
We're just not going to have a chat with him today because we got into a lot of trouble because yesterday we went into the 6 o'clock news at 25 past 10.
Yes, yes.
And got into trouble. So
and we blamed Joe.
Yeah, it was Joe's fault. So we're just going to do the A to Z of men music.
Well done. Thanks.
And the letter F for groups. It was between the Foo Fighters... And 5.
And I think it might be because a lot of people listen to the show that like Five.
Yeah.
Because Five have just beaten the Foo Fighters. To be in, well, not yet, we might be.
We'll find out tomorrow. Yes. You've got to play it off against Freddie Mercury.
We're in a chance, though.
You're in a chance. We'll do it again tomorrow. Ta-da!
Mercalidi da Capolito Amigo.
It's time for the Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.